This is VLX number 17, Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 to 25. Jesus ministers to great crowds. VLX stands for Video Lectio Divina. I'm going to change our opening prayer to that of St. Ignatius, since this is online Ignatian mental prayer. Our prayer begins like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, we ask the grace of you, God, our Lord, that all of our intentions, actions, and operations be directed purely to the service and praise of your divine majesty. Amen. Those are the words of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And now our reading from Matthew chapter 4. And Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and it brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Today, Jesus walks through 10 cities. So let's look at those super high-energy verbs St. Matthew uses. Teaching, proclaiming, healing, fame spreading, bringing to him the sick, healing those with demons and seizures, crowds following. This is pure glory today. Now, we Catholics have become very wary of that used car salesman Jesus personality who's like superficially joyful, when we know as Catholics, as Isaiah says, he was a man of sorrows. And we become very wary of this, you know, youth minister Jesus who's here to emotionally please me. We have even become quick to say, you can't have Jesus without the cross. And all that is totally true. I don't renounce any of those truths I just gave you. But today, we have to put all of that on the back burner and see everybody was following this man. Everybody was. And ask why. Not only theologians or traditional Jews, or only those who would one day be willing to carry their cross. Why was everybody following Jesus today? Everybody wanted to be with him. Everybody was getting healed from head to toe. Yesterday, I gave you that quote from Father Jasani, quote, Christ was exceptional. Notice that our heart, which is made for the infinite, needs first of all that which is exceptional in order to breathe, in order to face up to things, in order to resist, in order to live truly. It needs what is exceptional. The exceptional should be every day. The exceptional, that is to say, what corresponds to yourself, corresponds truly to your heart. With that man, it happened like this. The way he spoke, the way he looked, corresponded deeply to your heart. He was exceptional, close quote. Okay, now I can hear what some of you are saying. That's a 20th century priest. Could that be a modernist? Well, that's why we're going to look at what a couple old school saints, doctors of the church, in fact, have to say about today's pericope. Pericope is just a fancy word for section. St. John Chrysostom says of today's section in Matthew 4, quote, clouds of miracles, does St. Matthew pass over in a few words, a few of which he afterwards relates more particularly and at length, close quote. Clouds of miracles. Can you imagine this God-man that one of the three greatest preaching doctors of the church, St. John Chrysostom, this great Eastern bishop, Archbishop of Constantinople, just said he had following him clouds of miracles? You know, the saints don't exaggerate like modern religious movie makers might. How much less could the evangelist exaggerate? And yet, listen again. And Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures and paralytics, and he healed them. But this wasn't just for those with strong faith. In fact, Lapide adds, quote, for none of these did Christ require faith, says St. John Chrysostom, for he had not yet manifested his power, and those who came from far had as yet but small faith in him, close quote. Did you catch that? In our VLX series, Jesus will eventually require faith of you as you place yourself in those scenes. But today, he does all these miracles that you're going to see in your prayer. He does all these miracles in Matthew 4 without requiring any faith of his followers, except that they follow him. But this group of people without a ton of faith, obviously they had a little by following him, but this group of people without a ton of faith would have really seen Jesus for who he was, beautiful and loving, and working what? A cloud of miracles. Yes, Christ was this man of sorrows, but listen to St. Bernard, another doctor of the church, when you're wondering if I'm leading you astray to see how beautiful and loving our Savior is today as you follow him. St. Bernard says this in Lapide, quote, "From the cities and villages, the people followed the preaching of the Lord. He saved their souls. He healed their bodies. They cleaved to him, being delighted both by the sight of him and by his words. Certainly his voice was sweet. His face was comely, as it is written, 'Thou art fairer than the children of men. Full of grace are thy lips.' Such is he whom we follow, to whom we adhere, who is altogether desirable, upon whom not the people only, but the holy angels themselves desire to look." Close quote. So again, it's true, we don't want a shallow, smiley Jesus, and of course it's true, you can't have Jesus without the cross, but we're not there yet today. See in your prayers the Jesus that St. Bernard just described. And here's the other thing that melancholy traditional Catholics like me need to realize in today's gospel segment of Matthew 4. We won't even make it to the cross in life if we don't see the beauty and joy and power of Jesus in passages like today, where the rest of the schmucks follow him. Because you know what? We're just schmucks too. Me, you, everyone out there doing the VLX series, we're all the same type of sinners that get bored, and we need love and affection like anyone else. And our Lord gave it to those people today. You have to see that in your prayer. And if you doubt me, think I'm a modernist or whatever saying this, go listen to what I just read you from St. John Chrysostom, St. Bernard, both great saints, both great doctors of the church. Because see, if we don't see in passages like today how exceptional Jesus is, not just how Palestinians 2,000 years ago would have followed him because, I don't know, they were poor, hungry, or limping around paralyzed, or whatever we see in the movies. If we too don't see how exceptional he is, we won't make it to the cross with him. I mean, imagine how many miracles the Apostle John saw before John went to the cross with the Immaculate Virgin Mary to stand in courage. And we can see those in mental prayer. We can see these miracles. This is what we're invited to do today. We have to see these miracles. And this is why the saints put so much emphasis on mental prayer, because in prayer, we see Christ for who he is and we receive the love. The suffering is going to come in life. And the two things that I've just realized pretty recently is in the sign of the cross that actually disperses all demons, according to the saints, is love and suffering. The suffering is coming to all of our lives. The love comes from Christ, and we receive this in prayer, but we have to see him for who he is. Beautiful, joyful, powerful, working miracles. So when we make the sign of the cross, this is the collision of love and suffering, but the suffering is already coming to all of our lives. This is why I beg you to pray. See him in prayer. He's not mad at you. He is the man of sorrows at times, but not today. Today it's pure glory. It's pure miracles without even requiring much faith. So now I invite you to see wherever you're watching this, whether it's Indonesia or Argentina or South Africa, if this scene took place today in any city, any modern city, every person you know today, Catholic, non-Catholic, Jewish, atheist, Muslim, probably even those obnoxious Antifa people, even they would follow Christ today when they see this much glory and this much joy and this much power today. Yep, very few people make it to the cross. But today, they're all following him. And we have to see that same Jesus if we're going to make it to the cross. Even we grumpy traditional Catholics, like me, would be absolutely mesmerized at being this close to our Lord today in Matthew chapter 4, in hopeful anticipation of that next healing, that next miracle, that next exorcism. Boom, 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 right, left, infusing life into death everywhere he went, infusing peace into anger everywhere he went, infusing love into hatred everywhere he went. But not in an exaggerated manner like you hear me speaking. It would have been these silent clouds of miracles, as St. John Chrysostom says. You know, before I was a traditional Catholic, about 20 years ago, I got involved in the charismatic movement. And unlike most traditional Catholics who renounce it all, I don't renounce all those charismatic days. I saw days where I was convinced angels were influencing things, and I saw things, sometimes people speaking in tongues that I thought were diabolical. So I've seen some good, I've seen some miracles, I've seen some full miracles. And I've seen some half healings. I kind of feel like half healings was kind of common in the charismatic movement. But for Jesus, only once in the Gospels that I'm aware of is there a half healing. This is when that man sees people walking like trees, and it was probably due to the lack of faith on that receiver's part. But 99.99% of the time, when Jesus cures, it's full. Just like today, there's no half healings, and I want you to see that in your prayer as you follow Jesus through the Decapolis. Decapolis isn't like old Greek ruins. Decapolis means 10 cities. You're going to follow him through these 10 cities. So in your prayer today, that paralytic, he probably leaps after Jesus does that. So that paralytic didn't have like two crutches and then only needed one. There's no more. Those who are having seizures, the seizures totally stopped. Those with demons, when Jesus kicks those demons out, a couple don't stay. You know, ask any exorcist today. It often takes a dozen sessions. Now with our Lord, it's immediate. We heard that today in the gospel. In today's gospel, it's obvious. Jesus tells the demon to leave and it leaves for good. All of them leave for good. In fact, that's everywhere in every gospel we're going to see. And why is that? Why is that different between Christ and exorcists? Well, even today, of course, it is Christ working through the exorcist to kick demons out. But what was different in the gospel there is that because it was Christ, you have to remember this. Demons were created as angels by Christ himself. He's God, the second person of the Trinity. He is God, the Son. So there's no bargaining with demons or diseases or just hammering away at them like exorcists nowadays have to do. It's still the power of Christ doing it, but there's no hammering away. They leave like flies trying to land on boiling water when our Lord kicks them out, when he rescues these souls today. So today when you pray that, see that there's no half teaching, there's no half healing, there's no half raising the sick, there's no half exorcisms. This is Jesus. Everything he does is perfect and complete. So have the humility today in your prayer to admit you would be as taken as Christ as any schmucks on the street because of these clouds of miracles and clouds of peace, and follow Christ everywhere. And please say an Our Father for me. Et benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.